Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We're Baltimore positively here at Fadley's Seafood. Megan McCorkle is just a little bit late for the Crab Derby today. She missed out on Crab Derby. Next year, they may have you MC it.
Okay, perfect.
We're here. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have a Maryland Treasure Scratch-Offs giveaway. This has been a particularly lucky batch. Also, our friends at GBMC, I got my blood work back last week, and it's... I need to make some slight lifestyle changes on the fried foods, apparently.
Less crab feasts for you? Or
no, she doesn't fry the way I like them, but I think I need to go broiled here.
Oh, man.
I need to have a little bit more cucumber salad, less of the French fries.
I guess we could all use that.
I wanted the French fries and gravy at Pizza John so bad at it. Also, our friends at Farnan and Dermer, they are the comfort guys. 410-367-7777. Zach was by last week. We did the show at Planet Fitness. And we're going to be doing the show at Fishmonger's Daughter in Catonsville a week from now on Thursday. And Damie's running around here trying to make the Lexington Market homestead good. Nancy came by, and she is as witty as ever and give me a hard time in the Crab Derby. But these are the joys of living in Baltimore. So Megan McCorkle's here. CEO, president, what is your title?
Executive director is my technical title.
Executive director.
Baltimore's biggest cheerleader. There we go.
All right. So
that's easy.
And she ain't even from around here. She's a Jersey girl. Should have brought you to Springsteen the other night. That would have been... You're a Springsteen person, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Oh, look at her. Yeah.
I grew up on the Jersey Shore, so, like, you're required. We, like, you know, are born Springsteen fans.
I offered you a chance to open Crabs here. You declined that.
You know, it's a little messy for on camera.
You got to be local. Well, come on, you live Baltimore now. You better open some Crabs.
I've been here over 15 years, so now I'm, you know, I'm a Marylander.
Is there anything that I could do to entice you to sit and eat crabs with me, or would you just not do that?
I enjoy...
How many times have you done it?
A few times. I like the, it's such a great community thing to do, so...
Do you drink beer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so, we'll get to the party time.
Crabs and beer in summer, yes, but maybe not on camera.
Maybe not dressed like
maybe
this.
Maybe not dressed like this and get it all over me. I need a bib.
Oh, you're not gonna. You're not bougie like that.
No.
You're a Jersey girl.
I am, but I just don't want lots of pictures of me covered in crab shells.
I had Ivan Bates here at a crab hat. He's like, I can't believe you signed me up for this. He said my daughter's gonna love that.
I liked
though,
the crab hats. No, yeah, that was
all
great.
All right, so top down, we'll get to your soiree that I'm coming to on July 31st.
July 31st.
Right. And, you know, your work at WJZ as a journalist who asks questions, your aspirations to be an executive and leave the journalist thing, smartest thing she ever did. And then your time at Enoch Pratt, famously getting people to read and read up. You made this move into Live Baltimore on like a personal level, and I don't know you all that well, but I see you out like with animals and friends and like the Live Baltimore spirit. There is something about like Live Baltimore. That should be my job as Baltimore pod. I'm from around here. I'm Dundalk. Like you sort of swam into this in a weird kind of way, and you embody this promotion of Baltimore that you signed up for, you know?
Hey, listen, I moved to Baltimore about 15 years ago, and I really fell in love with the city. And so it is great for me now professionally. I just get to try and make other people fall in love with the city that I fell in love with. I decided to stay in Baltimore, decided to buy my home in Baltimore because I loved the people and I loved this city.
But
I wasn't
born here. You wanted to beat Denise Koch, though, when you came here, right?
Oh, no one can be Denise Koch. No, but you know,
I mean,
Denise.
But I mean,
I want to
like,
be Denise Koch's daughter. I want to be her best friend.
But did you ever listen? Marty was supposed to come by last week, couldn't make it. I had Viv by last week. I have not talked to Sandusky. I've had Shu on at length, and he's doing the same. He's still storytelling. He's taking what he did.
Well, that's what we do too. So I like to say that we just get to tell all of the best stories of Baltimore because essentially at Live Baltimore, we always say the people of Baltimore are our best asset. They are our best storytellers to tell other people why Baltimore is such a great place to live. And so we still do storytelling. So I look at what I do now is really an iteration of what I did as a journalist.
Did you ever envision you wouldn't be a journalist? Would you be doing? I mean, the 15-year-ago version of Megan that came here. Where did you work before you were here? Did you work in Pig's Knuckle, Arkansas, and do that whole television round?
I was in Columbus, Ohio, and then I was in Washington, D.C. before that. So
you did nothing before Columbus, though.
No, I was in D.C. I was.
So you never did like what Viviano did, which run out to like Broken Pelvis someplace.
Columbus,
Ohio.
Cedar
Rapids.
Columbus
or something.
Was still, you know,
Columbus
is a bigger market. It is
Ohio.
A bigger market, and I loved Columbus. I had a really,
Columbus
really great
is not
time
broken
there.
Pelvis.
So
that's not no, a, that's not a starter set.
I had a very non-traditional way into journalism. So I worked behind the scenes for a long period of time, and then I transitioned to on air.
You were a producer person.
I was a producer to start, and then I transitioned to on air in DC, which is very, very rare. People don't do that. Normally you have to go and do the tour, but
right.
I was able to transition on air in DC. So a lot of people would ask me like, how can I do that too? I'm like, no. Like that's not the normal path. And so I was fortunate that that was my path.
Okay. So it was a phase for you. It wasn't like, did you get into producing the ever, on one day I'll be, oh, they'll give me the mic. Or were you that? Or
I won an Emmy producing. So, like, I was a really great producer. I loved doing it. I loved being in control of the whole show and storytelling. It just, there was just an opportunity to go. And so I transitioned from being a local news producer at a bunch of different stations in D.C. to actually being a Washington correspondent for one of the bureaus. And so it was a very different transition for me. And so it was a new challenge. Honestly, for me, once like I sort of master something, I want something that's a new challenge. And on air was a new challenge
okay,
for me.
That's your thing. Your
and so
phase.
I did that.
So I'm just saying, like, for a guy like Marty to have done this thing, and it's changed dramatically over all these years, I'm of that era where, and I'm 57 now. I know I look younger, playing younger, and I'm shaved up nice. But like, I think I'm going to do something else with my life at some point. I already have, right?
Sure.
Like, I'm not taking sports calls today. I'm here talking to you, and I even did a crab derby here today. But, like, I don't know what else I'm qualified to do.
I don't think I knew either.
I mean, you're at the top of your game at Jay-Z, and, like, you hit the exit button. And, you know, in the middle of your life, in the middle of this career that you've been very successful at, you hit an exit button. And I'm sure you've run into other people that live in Baltimore that we're all exiting and doing our side hustle as AI is coming along,
sure.
Right? Like, but I just find it to be fascinating when people exit journalism, where they take their thing.
Yeah,
because I'm studying you, Megan.
Well, I spent 16 years as a journalist, so I was in for a very long time, moved to a bunch of different cities, told a lot of different stories. And honestly, I was interviewing up in New York at that time because my contract was running up at WJZ and it was time to do something different. And so the idea was, I was not going to stay in journalism in Baltimore City. But I loved Baltimore City. So it was either move to New York City and keep my journalism career going, or I randomly, this is so small tomorrow, I was at a happy hour. I was part of the philanthropy group for the Pratt Library, the Pratt Contemporaries, the young professionals. And I was having a drink with someone who worked there. And I said, hey, what are you guys doing about that communications job? And they said, oh, did you want that? Do you want that job? Are you interested in that job? And I said, oh, I don't know.
I was
under contract. And so they were like, well, just even if you're even a little bit thinking about it, just give me your resume and we'll see. And that kind of changed that one little happy hour kind of changed the trajectory of where I was
going.
You went
to library spokesperson.
I was the communications director for the library for 8 years, and I started as, I think it was me and one half of a person. So she worked part-time in programming and part-time in marketing. And from there, we built like a powerhouse marketing department.
Well, through COVID, too.
By the time I left, we had 9 people in the marketing department, and we had won 3 international awards, and we were named Library Journalist.
And Jade is showing up with Will and doing stuff.
I know.
I mean, but
we built something really beautiful there, and I'm really proud. That team still is there, intact, works super, super hard. I get to go over and visit them.
Are they coming to the gala?
I'm sure some of them
okay,
will.
Let's come on.
Yeah,
down.
I mean, we're still so supportive of each other. I still talk to them. They still talk to me. And obviously, the library is a huge part of Baltimore City and what makes Baltimore City so great. So it's wonderful. I have people that come to live Baltimore and they have questions, they have needs, and I refer them to the library a lot. I always say, you know, there's social workers in the library, there's nurses in the library, it's right around the corner, I'll show you how to get there.
You know, my dad would say, go to the library and look it up.
Yeah, but the library is so much more now. I mean, there's
like
social work students that are there in a partnership with the University of Maryland, Baltimore. Nurses will be there to take your blood pressure and tell you that you have to stop eating French fries. I mean, there's a lot of resources at the library, and the Pratt Library really sets the national model for everything across the country. So they have such innovative programming there. You would think I'm still the spokesperson, but I'm
Megan
not.
Megan McCorkle is here on behalf of Live Baltimore and Enoch Pratt and Baltimore and being in the city. We're at Lexington Market. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland. Well, you know, you're one of my favorites, but I just in a general sense of what Live Baltimore is, I always find it fascinating that, like, you wound up in this role of this spokesperson for Baltimore on all things. What is Live Baltimore? Give everybody the, like, give them the elevator speech for this, because we've all seen I Love City Life.
Yeah,
right?
Like I Heart City Life. Everyone loves our
logo.
She still
owes me a shirt. She told me she was giving me a shirt. Where's my shirt?
You have to buy it. You're going to have to pay double. It's we sell them on the Etsy store. I know. We sell them on the Etsy store, and all the proceeds go to the work that we do at Live Baltimore. So it's a great cause.
I can't
if you
wear
go
it to,
Etsy
your
store.
Gala, though, right?
You,
I have to get
well, you
fancy.
Can wear whatever you want. You can wear a sports jacket over it.
I'm
going to
be fancy schmancy at your gala. So promote away.
Live Baltimore is a nonprofit. We are actually this week celebrating our 25th year as a nonprofit in Baltimore City. And our mission is to attract and retain residents here
to
Baltimore City.
How did it start? Was this something I give to O'Malley?
You know what? It started 30 years ago, and it was a group of residents that said, hey, the population's going down in Baltimore City. We're concerned about that, and we need other people to know what a great city this is. So it was literally neighbors that came together and said, we need to come together and let other people know what a great city this is. 5 years later, they officially formed a nonprofit, and that's when the structure happened. And today, we have 11 full-time staff members. I sit on the mayor's cabinet. I mean, population growth is a huge priority for this administration, but it's a huge priority for the city because...
And the county, by the way.
As we bring in more people, you know, it means more resources here in Baltimore City. And so we focus on that. We do a lot of resources for homebuyers. So if you're out there and you're thinking, like, maybe I want to buy a house, but I'm not sure how to do that. We host 3 trolley tours a year. So those are big free events where like 500 prospective home buyers show up and we put them on coach buses and we tour them through a dozen and a half neighborhoods in a certain section of the city, teach them all about that section of the city. Then they come back and they do home buyer workshops. So if you're thinking about buying a house, how do you budget for it? What do you need? What are all these terms
mean? What's the biggest investment you're going to make in your life?
Exactly.
So it's a big deal. Yeah.
And so we do that 3 times a year, completely free. And we also help people with home buyer incentives. So one of the biggest barriers to home ownership is just being able to save the amount of money for that down payment and for your closing costs. But Baltimore has unbelievable programs that will give you money towards your down payment. And so you go to livebaltimore.com and you look up our incentives and it's lists of programs that you could qualify for. When I worked at the library, I qualified for the Baltimore City Employee Grant. And so I got $5,000 towards the down payment of my house when I bought it. So there are so many resources out there and Live Baltimore will help you navigate all of those. We have... our website is a great resource. Like, say you're looking to figure out, like, what neighborhood is for you. We have individual pages on all the 279 neighborhoods in Baltimore City.
Are those all the ones on the Oriole City Connect jersey?
Well, yeah, I know. We've actually been working with the Orioles in the past couple of weeks because they are bringing in different communities on Fridays, Community Friday games.
I saw that.
And so we are helping connect them with our neighborhood ambassadors so they can round up the people from that community and bring them over to the O's game.
Megan McCorkle is here in Live Baltimore. So what's your favorite part of Baltimore? Like if you were to meet somebody like me from out of town and I'm flying in from Tucson or Bemidji, wherever, Jersey, whatever, and you say, all right, I'm going to show you around for a day or two or this or that or make you fall in love with Baltimore, What are your go-tos to win them over?
Well, first of all, we're a waterfront city. And I just think being on the water is so... beautiful.
We take it for granted, don't we?
We do take it
really
for granted. But, you know, I grew up at the beach, and so that's so I'm used to being near the water when I was a little kid. So that's what attracts me to Baltimore City, because the harbor, the water just feels like
birds,
home for me.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. There's also, there's always something to do on the weekends. So if I'm showing somebody Baltimore City, I'm probably looking up, like, what festival is happening? Is it Kinetic Sculpture Race? Is it something in Patterson Park? Is it AFRAM?
My kid and his wife went around with the little lemons and the little...
Lemon sticks.
Little lemon sticks.
We took our entire staff to Flower Mart. Every single one of us got lemon sticks.
They're going to brew at the zoo next week.
Yeah. There's always something. Yes, I am.
I'm going to Zoomerang.
Okay, good. Well, we'll both be there.
I'm going to be at Zoomerang.
I'm really excited.
I love Zoomerang. So we just mentioned 3 of the next 4 weekends.
I know.
And we didn't mention Preakness.
We're booked. I know. Preakness is coming up. I mean, that's what I mean about Baltimore.
Yankees are playing the Orioles right now as we sit here. So. So.
Well, I mean, listen, I always say, like, if you think you're bored in Baltimore, you're just not trying hard enough, because there's always something to do. One of the stalwarts, like the place that I always take people, is Fort McHenry. I'm on the board of Friends of Fort McHenry, okay. So I'm a little biased, but I just love it there. And my favorite thing
Fresh air.
Is to go, but it's also to go into the fort and watch the movie. You know, they have the movie, and it gives the history of Fort McHenry and the movie screen.
I'm going
screen.
To Fort McHenry with you.
You have
been
to do it. Oh, my gosh. So then
I go in there. I when I bring a tourist, like my friend Todd came down from Philly,
yeah.
and his wife, and they're artsy, and they read books. They're, you know. I drove him in on a Sunday morning, but I just drove him in. It was very Chevy Chase. It was like, it's the Grand Canyon. All right, and we make the circle, we go right back out Fort Avenue.
No. You go in, and you have to, so they show a movie, and the movie's like 10 minutes, and it tells you all about Fort McHenry, and then at the very end, the screen of the movie goes up, and there's a big picture window, and it's out to the flag.
Oh,
and
don't
literally
tell me.
Everybody cries, and you sit there, and you like watch your like the people you brought, because everyone gets really emotional at that moment.
I cried last week at the Derby when
it's
they interviewed
so
the Derby
beautiful.
Person.
Yeah.
You
and
get
then
me all
it
misty
is,
about my
It makes
my
people fall in love right there. I know. But even if it's not your hometown, I mean, it's like one
it's
of the birthplaces.
It's your hometown now.
It is now. It's one of the birthplaces of America. And so it makes everyone feel this really special
this
connection
good.
To what's happening.
I'm on
here in
tour with Megan McCorkle. Yeah. So take me down to the fort. Now I'm crying.
I know.
And I'm on the water.
Yeah.
Okay, I just
Then you
got to
eat. Well, you got to ride the water taxi. That's like how you need.
You should take me with you to have the Baltimore accent.
But I know. Yeah, no, we have a. I love riding the water taxi. I think that's so super fun. And
I agree with that. I lived downtown for 19 years. I didn't ride it even 19 times, but every time I rode it, because we were always in like, we walked.
Yeah.
So like we're going to Fells Point, we would walk from downtown. We walk, everywhere
oh,
that
yeah.
boat went, we walked.
Yes.
And we could get there quicker walking. But on a day like today?
You've got to.
Oh,
and
man.
The water taxi is offering a new thing where you can actually charter the water taxi and like have a party on the water taxi.
Booze?
Yeah, you can have all of it.
Booze
so
boat.
They're offering like
a
20%. You go to our Instagram page, and they're offering a 20% discount to Live Baltimore customers who want to charter
Here's
the water
taxi. Here's
what we
should do. You and I should do a new show for Live Baltimore where I just bring you on for an hour every week.
And I just and tell just, you all the things.
Right, I just say something.
Yes.
And I'm like, hey, I was over at the Pendry the other day. Well, let me tell you about the Pendry
yes.
and the pool.
There
and they
go.
Had the spa. And they, you like, you know
everything. I've been everywhere.
Well, I mean.
That's my job. Isn't
my
it the best?
You co-host for this thing here, you know, because you know all the current things
the
going on.
The best places. I know. I mean, there's so much in Baltimore going on. And I was at the Creative Alliance a few weeks ago for their marquee ball. Have you ever done that?
I know about
you
it.
You have to go. It's so amazing.
I almost went to Willy Wonka year.
Oh.
I
this year was Heroes
year.
And Villains.
I know its theme. See, I know a little bit about it.
And Creative Alliance in and of itself is just an amazing organization. I mean, you can see music acts. They have really fun movie nights
Love
that are
Riot
interactive.
Played. Lisa
movie
was trying
nights.
To drag me out. The interactive movie night,
so
Jen
fun.
Marsh almost dragged me out for, was it Boogie Nights or Pulp Fiction? One of my classics, one of my favorites, you know.
And then they have resident artists that are there, like people who actually live in the Creative Alliance. And
some Hispanic folks do on
art.
My side of town, too.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. The art that they create there is unbelievable. You should just go visit on a random day
they
to
were
see what they're
doing. Masks during the pandemic. I did a whole segment on special masks that were being sewed during when we all needed them. We'll never need them again. Hopefully not. What's your big soiree? You got a July 31st
soiree. Our big soiree. We host.
I really want to come to this thing.
Okay. Well,
you've made this thing feel like Cinderella's ball.
Because it is. It's the best party in Baltimore. Like, bar none. And I'm not the only one that says that.
Look,
a lot
now,
of people
James
say
Bond's
that.
James Bond's been here with Maritime Magic. And I know you've been to Maritime Magic.
James will forgive me because
I've been saying Maritime Magic's the best party in the city
now,
for 20 years.
Now. Well,
other than the party I throw on 4th of July at my
I'm
house,
on James's board for Friends of Fort McHenry, so he'll forgive me. But we throw Baltimore's birthday party. It's called Baltimore's Birthday Bash. It happens the last Friday of July every year, and we draw more than 1,000 people. It is really affordable. The early bird tickets, which go on sale this coming Friday, are $55.
All right, here, take my credit card right now. I got Visa right here.
I'm getting you all a VIP card.
All right, let's go.
So it is a great party. It's a very Baltimore party. We host in a different place every year. This year we're going to be at the War Memorial. We're super thankful to both the Mayor's Office and the War Memorial Commission because they don't normally host events like that at their venue, but they have let us do it for like just one special night to be able to have
dancing.
A DJ and dancing and drinks. And we have local food. We have local dessert vendors, and they do little birthday bites. And then the mayor will come, and he and I are going to sing happy birthday to Baltimore City and blow out the candles. And then we always have surprise performances. So July 31st, Baltimore's birthday bash. Everyone will talk about it on August 1st. So if you're not there, then you're not there.
I think next year we should shut down the market and have the party right here.
They actually already have done that.
Let's just throw the party right here.
So Baltimore.
That's
so
what I'm thinking.
4 years ago, before Lexington Market, when it was renovated, before it opened to the public, Baltimore's birthday bash was held here. So we've already checked Lexington Market off of our list. I'm looking at the next 2 years now, and I have ideas.
It's
very
exciting.
We're almost at. So this year is.
I don't think you lack ideas.
I never lack ideas.
No, you're an idea woman.
This is the 297th birthday, which means we're coming up on 300 for Baltimore. So we really have to like think about what's going to be super special for our 300th birthday.
All right, listen. If you need me for anything.
Okay, perfect.
No one loves Baltimore more than me. You know this. You know this.
I know.
Even though I live in the county temporarily.
I know. I'm like, temporarily.
She's pissed at me.
I know, a little bit.
Well, so is Mayor Scott. I mean, my place sold quickly, and I had a quick... I was not against living in the city.
There's
and now,
plenty of places
listen,
to live.
Now, this conversation really helped me in a lot of ways, mate, because when it comes time to make a decision to move... I'm going to call you and say, how much free money are you going to give me to move back to Baltimore? Because you can do that, right?
Just go at livebaltimore.com and look at what
incentives.
You... Incentives. The incentives to move back. So there's first-time home buyer. There's vacants to value. There's so many programs. We run a program called Buy Back the Block, which is for people who are currently living in Baltimore City to help them buy a piece of their city. For people who are longtime renters that thought home ownership was not accessible to them, we are making it accessible. Over the past 3 years, more than 200 home buyers have become like home buyers here in Baltimore City through this program. And it's so amazing to see.
Do you go sometimes see these people when you put them in houses?
We do.
Stop by, visit
oh, yeah.
them, take a picture?
We talk to them. So you know what? People love Live Baltimore so much that if they get a grant from Live Baltimore.
They're wearing the shirts.
But very often they will come volunteer at our events. Most of the people that are volunteers at our big trolley tour events are people that
have been
customers
helped.
Before. And they talk about like, it meant something to me. And so I want to mean something to somebody else. And that's why I'm here. And we have volunteers that volunteer for more than 10 years. They volunteer at every event. And it's because they care about Baltimore and they got help from our organization and they want to do that for somebody else.
We need more acolytes and apostles for Baltimore. More people to stand on the stoop like Megan McCorkle yeah. does at Live Baltimore and encourage folks to live in Baltimore. For anybody out there considering a move, that's really where you come in, right?
Yep.
Parties are nice. It's like all that. But like the real function of what you do is, hey, you're thinking of moving to Baltimore.
Yep.
Call me. That's basically
it. Just go to livebaltimore.com and all of the resources are there. We teach virtual classes almost every single week. So you can log on right from in your pajamas on a Wednesday night and learn about all the things you need to do to buy homes in Baltimore City. You can come to a free trolley tour or you can just call us up and we provide free customer service for you.
All right. When you're ready to have people like me, you know, that Baltimore people, you know what I mean? Like and ask them their 10 favorite things. I'm ready to help you out.
There
I'm ready to take you on the Nestor. I will get in your car and you take me
through
three to five things and then I will show you my Baltimore.
Perfect. I love it.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own Baltimore. I think that's the beautiful part. Everyone has stuff that's really personal to them that they love. You can fight forever with people over what's the best restaurant in Baltimore. But that's because there's so many great things to love
Well, I'm
here
at Fadley's. I'm not going to argue against
yeah,
Fadley's.
Yeah, nobody would.
Of course, maybe Fishmonger's Daughter may
I know.
Surpass this. Maybe
well, we'll see. We'll see.
Damie's going to come on. Her mom's already yelled at me today. Actually, your mom was very pleasant to me today. I must be on her good list, or it's been a while since I've seen her. But I brought her over. She stares at me. I
there
told
you
her.
Go. She's
I brought
right
her
on the
over.
Wall.
I was setting everything up, and she came over and gave me what for.
Listen.
And I said, listen, Nancy, I every person I do the show with, whether it's Ivan Bates, Luke comes down, whoever it is, Mayor Scott, whoever's standing here, I'm looking at Nancy with her smile. She said, Well, when they took my picture, they wanted to make sure my hair looked. I think it turned out all right.
She looks beautiful. She Nancy's
timeless.
A local celebrity. Everyone knows
timeless,
Nancy.
Timeless,
so
ageless, just mm-hmm. like the Crab Derby. I tried to snooker you in on that.
I know. Next year. I'll come.
11 a.m.
I will race a crab next year.
We had too many politicians and police officials. Everybody was late because they're all working.
Oh, yeah, they all had
stuff. We had state's attorney, police commissioner, councilman.
Everyone wants a piece of the Crab Derby.
Shalonda won.
Oh, good for her.
Go partnership.
She's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, she won. I tried to help her a little
bit.
Was
it all other boys and she was the only girl who won?
She was the only girl.
That's what it was.
Well, it was just like the Derby. Cherie DeVoe.
Yeah, see?
All right, I'm not going to talk about the race.
I'm just saying.
See, you're not all romantic about the Preakness because you're from Jersey. You're romantic about, like, Springsteen and Bon Jovi.
Well, I mean, that's what I grew up with. But I do love the Preakness. I've been to the Preakness a number of times.
We got you know, to
really
fix
enjoyed
this
it.
Thing.
We I was there last year. I'm excited for it to come back home to Baltimore.
This is the deal, though, with Damian Bill and doing and Nancy a million years ago doing the Crab Derby. Everybody should have a hat like this, you know, for, right? I mean, it's freaking Preakness Week.
I know.
The street should be lined. The Clydesdale should be up here serving me Budweiser.
Well,
right
it's
now.
Such a strange year to not have Preakness right here in Baltimore. But we're going to be, I mean, imagine next year. Next year is going to be such a celebration as we welcome Preakness back home to a brand new Pimlico. It's going to be really exciting.
I'm going to Laurel, and a couple of my friends are like, really? Why? Why? Yeah. I had Donna Brothers on this week. I had Dick Girardi. I have Randy Moss on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whatever you NBC folks do, don't say we're in Baltimore. Say you're Laurel.
Yeah,
because you're not in right? I mean, they're not in Baltimore.
Yeah. Well, the same thing happened to the Belmont, right? It was in Saratoga for a little bit.
You could be in Timonium and still be in Baltimore, but you can't be in Laurel and be in Baltimore.
Yeah, we're a little bit far.
I mean, like, if you're in Ellicott City... If you're in Columbia, you ain't in Baltimore.
I live Baltimore, so I'm a Baltimore purist. We have do city lines. That's
once you hit Halesthorpe, you're gone.
You're gone.
You're out.
Yep.
You ain't in Baltimore Highlands anymore.
I know.
No more.
If you live in Baltimore County, you don't count. Right?
Highland Town ain't Dundalk, hon. You know?
Highland Town. Nope. Yeah.
Yeah.
I live right near Highland Town. You go to the Highland Town Wine Festival
See,
every year.
See, all of your life, you live Jersey, you just want to be in East Baltimore, just where I came
there
from.
I am.
You know?
I know. Now, I've found my way here.
Well, we're here in the west side of the east side of the market. We're on Packer Street. We're here at beautiful Fadley's. Come on down. Somebody who is from the county said to me 2 weeks ago, is it safe to go down there? And I'm like, I come down here all, what's wrong with you people?
I mean, look around. Look around, like, it's
this
driving.
This is why you
There's
got
so
out of the news,
because
you weren't going to work at that Fox 45 telling those stories.
Well, I never
we
worked there, but.
Well, we just need, Liv Baltimore is here. Megan's bringing you back to the city. There's a million reasons to come back to the city. And I really do hope, and this is my little Baltimore soul coming out. I got 38 Preakness press passes sitting at home from all the years,
mm-hmm.
all my memories out there. I just want to go out there. For the Preakness when they get it fixed and whatever it's going to
yeah.
be, and stand there and maybe have a tear in my eye like the old Native American did back when Don't Pollute the Waters and say they brought it back. You know what I mean?
It's going to happen. Household numbers have been going up in Baltimore City over the past 4 years. So the word is out. Baltimore City is the hot place to be. People are moving here. So
because you're giving them incentives.
Well, and also just because it's a great place to live.
I'm in on
Perfect.
The Baltimore.
All right.
Get me
this
a shirt.
This time next year, let's hold him to it. He's going to have to live in Baltimore City.
You can make me live in a city to get a shirt?
Yep.
That's what it
you
is.
You can only heart city life if you're living here. I'm just kidding. You can have a shirt.
You don't mean that. I don't think you mean that.
Listen, I like people.
I think you're giving a really hard time here.
Well, start looking
we
for housing.
Friends.
There's lots of places to choose from.
All right, that part where you get in my car and I take you to my five favorite places, that's off now.
Uh-oh,
unless I'm wearing the shirt, I'm not.
Hey, listen. Then you could just walk to your favorite places.
I'm giving you my vast audience that everyone disputes out here for Live Baltimore. Megan McCorkle's here. Party's July 31st and a big doing, right? $55, that's all it is to get
$55 in? $55 is our early bird. So if you buy your tickets in May, it's $55. It goes up after that. There's also really amazing
Take
tickets
my
called.
Card now,
I know.
So
there's
I
an amazing it. Ticket called a Good Neighbor ticket. Those are $125. And those are actually, you get a VIP ticket, and
She's
it gives
me.
Us the option of inviting a deserving community member that couldn't afford to come otherwise.
So I'm paying for somebody else to come too?
Like a neighborhood leader that maybe couldn't afford the $55 ticket would be able to come because you are such a good neighbor and buy a good neighbor ticket. So right, those are open right now,
that,
good neighbor tickets.
That night is between night 2 and 3 of the Rush Tour in New York. I can promise you I'm going to be with you on July 31st.
Perfect. I love it.
I'm going to be with Megan McCorkle. Live Baltimore, they're a great organization. They do great things to promote our city. And she's still – you already promoted journalism, Enoch Pratt, all the former providers here. Come on down and support them. It's always great to have Megan McCorkle on the program, even better. So if I'm giving you a Maryland Treasure Lottery ticket, are you going – are you going Boardwalk Ocean City?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going Crab Mollusk Bird Blackwater Refuge? Are you going Assateague Course? I already got the answer in the beach. And are you going Bay Bridge, not Key Bridge?
I think I got to go wildlife, right?
Wildlife.
Because that's like...
Horses or mollusks?
The ones I will go mollusks.
You're going to go the ones you can eat.
Yes, the ones you can eat. I wouldn't eat the bird.
She's all bougie. She told me she wouldn't pick crabs already, so...
I said I wouldn't do it on camera.
All right. You're afraid of getting something in your teeth or something like
that?
Yeah,
I would get it all over me. I'm not like...
What's the most embarrassing thing ever happened to you on television? Live TV or taped? Anything that actually made it on the air?
Things that actually made it on the air. I mean, like crazy things I did. I fell through an icy lake on purpose. Like they put me in a dry suit and had me like walk out onto a lake and fall through. So that
and then
was,
rescued
it
you?
It wasn't embarrassing, but they taught me how to rescue myself. So it was like a how-to, but that was kind of a crazy thing that I did that my mom was not happy about finding about.
Yeah,
after.
I would not. I
was in a dry
friend.
Suit, so but I walked out, and then you heard
local
crack,
journalist
and you just
dead in pond. Film at 11.
They had so many rescue divers in there, like because they were so scared. I looked up, and there was like 7 ambulances. I was like, "There's only one of me. What do they think's going to happen?" So I actually got myself out pretty quickly.
If you ever skydive, they won't be there doing that.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I did not ever skydive, but yeah, you know, journalism, you get to do a lot of really interesting, fun things.
Yeah, never did anything death defying. Nothing like craziest thing I ever did in 2001 or two, my Pizza Hut sponsor, John Schulte, he was a little crazy. He listened to my show and I was nasty nastier and whatever. He wanted me to pick March Madness against a monkey.
Oh, hmm.
I would always say monkeys could pick better than me because my pool was always terrible. He paid for a capuchin monkey.
Oh, my.
To come into the studio, and the monkey didn't like me.
Oh, hmm.
Monkey did outpick me, though.
The
monkey picked these pieces of paper out, but the monkey was, it was frightening.
Yeah, that's a little.
I mean, monkeys are not.
Yeah.
This is a capuchin monkey. This was not.
In an enclosed area.
The woman who came in with him explained to me, and this is before you could look all this up, right? Explained to me that like monkeys are incredibly territorial.
Oh.
Incredibly, like they look at you and they either like you or they do not like
you. So you let the monkey win?
It was a crazy, you asked me the craziest thing I've done on the
show.
You go. Being cooped up with a monkey was not. I did do the show from a bathtub in a hotel room in 1992 on a 103 degree day.
That's fine.
Because the air conditioning went out in a hotel we were in, Lower Baltimore. I haven't done anything else crazier than that. I think the monkey thing's all I got. But I wouldn't do what you did. I wouldn't fall through a lake. Megan McCorkle, she's a reformed journalist and a live and love Baltimore-er. Find her at Live Baltimore. You can find me down here at Faithley's. We'll be at Lexington Market this afternoon. And we're going to be at the new Fishmonger's Daughter in Catonsville next Thursday afternoon. I got some great guests coming by there as well. All brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, GBMC, and Farnan and Dermer. They are the comfort guys. Can I get you a crab cake?
Sure.
All right, crab cake's on me.
Woo-hoo.
Back for more. We're at Baltimore Positive at Lexington Market at Faithley. Stay with us.